I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Monday. And on Mondays, we are have a subcategory of helping people. So what we do is I use my experience as a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences in California, and working under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, over at Chico Creek Counseling. And so we talk about the things that are going on in life and ways to overcome them. And I was just on with the guys who are running the show Christ Today. I am their guest. It should be aired in a couple Saturdays or so. I think this coming Saturday from the day this is aired. Anyways, that doesn't matter. And we were talking about therapy and the role of therapy as Christians. And I asked them at the end, what do you think I should do my upcoming show about? And they said, oh, busyness. So I thought I would talk about that. But, you know, actually, let me talk to you a little bit about what I had said on their show about the role of therapy in relation to Christians. And I gave this example. When I was still in graduate school, so it was about 2007, 2008, I had a girlfriend who we had been friends since high school, and her dad is a pastor. And I went over to some event at their house, and her dad said something about that when people go to counseling, they are trying to control their own life rather than giving that control to the Lord, that people shouldn't be going to counseling. And he was very down on it, that it was more of the enemy speaking into people rather than the Lord speaking into people when they go to counseling. And I just kind of want to rebuke that, because it sat on me heavy for a long time. Am I going into the right field? What am I doing? And every time I would start to second guess myself, because that poured second guessing into me, which was something that is easy to pour into me because I used to do that regularly. And I still struggle with it, right? I'm human. But I struggled with it more back then. And every time I would try to say, this isn't the road for me, this is too hard, I'm a single mom, doing grad school at night and working during the day is too much, this isn't fair to my son, I would come up with all of these different excuses. And twice I tried to quit graduate school. In both times that I tried to quit graduate school, the Lord showed up in these remarkable ways, just clearly, obviously Him and the timing of it. It was just the kind of testimony that where it's truth is stranger than fiction. Sorry, I get all like distracted when I think about it because I start going back into that place of remembering it because it's just so crazy. And I truly feel that we were created to live in relationship and that He created us to live in relationship because no one person can have all the answers, right? We live in a community of people so we can help one another. When we start going off the wrong direction, someone can help steer us back. When we have questions, we can find someone who is wise and could answer that and give us wise counsel. But especially in today's day and age, we don't have that community that we might have had in the beginning or with the intention of community that he intended for us. And so we still are seeking wise counsel. We're still seeking people to help us. But we don't necessarily trust the people around us, or the people around us are not safe. Or maybe we don't know them well enough because we're new to the area, or our parents had a tumultuous marriage and now our marriage is in a fighting stage and we don't really know who to go to. And so we can't live in that community anymore like we might have wanted to, or we should, or our heart longs to. And so going to someone who is a marriage and family therapist or a psychologist or a clinical social worker, it was put on our hearts to be that counsel. And so how are they using that? Well, I know that myself and my colleagues, I've spoken with various colleagues over at Chico Creek Counseling, and we all kind of feel that we're in the same page, in that we all are believers. We all go to our respective churches. I attend Neighborhood, and two other of my colleagues also attend Neighborhood. And so when we are providing therapy to our clients, we come to it with hearts full of the Lord and hearts full of wanting to do His works in people's lives. Okay, we have a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about this as well as busyness. All right, stay tuned and thank you for listening. This is Jessica Wilkerson of Chico Creek Counseling.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson. And remember that while we might talk about psychotherapeutic topics on this show, it is not a substitute for therapy. If anything triggers you, I want to encourage you to reach out and talk to somebody qualified to guide you. Okay, so I was telling you before we left how my colleagues at Chico Creek Counseling and I all feel like since the community that the Lord intended us to live in for guidance, because we cannot all have all the answers, has eroded, that going to a therapist is another way to have that. And as therapists, we are mandated by law to keep confidentiality. And so if you don't feel like there's someone in your life who's safe to talk to, rather than holding it all in, rather than just trying to figure it out, sorting through scripture and trying to figure out what it is that I'm supposed to be doing right now. So in my marriage, we've been fighting a lot. And I read in there that the wife is to respect her husband and the husband is supposed to love his wife. And what am I supposed to do? Yeah, okay, I get that. But how? How am I supposed to do that? This person is a jerk. They've been a jerk all the time. And the Bible tells me to respect them, but I just can't. I just can't do it. And so they pray and they pray and they pray. Well, sometimes the Lord answers you by putting other people in your path that can help you. And so then maybe you hear this radio show, or maybe you see an advertisement for something else. And going to a therapist who also is a Christian lets you know that their value system aligns with your value system. Likely, humans are humans, right? And therapists are humans, so we can only say that to the point that we're humans together who also follow the same Bible teachings. Everyone interprets. That's why we have so many denominations, right? Just want to put that out there. So anyways, I really feel strongly about that. And the minister who had told me that people who go to counseling were seeking answers for themselves rather than seeking them from the Lord, I say that is wrong, because every day I pray in that office and I say, Lord, please let me be a conduit for your voice. Please guide this session. Allow this person to hear what you know they need to hear. Your words need to come through me because I'm a human and I don't possibly have the ability to heal them. But you do, Lord. And thankfully, he guided me through, you know, a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. And so he also gave me the tools to be able to help people. So it isn't just based on my wisdom and my life experiences, but also on the wisdom and experiences of a lot of people who have researched a lot of things. And so using those tools and knowing which tool is appropriate for each person and each situation, that is where the Lord comes in and he guides the session. That's how I feel about that. And I sometimes go off on tangents, and that is one of the things that I just feel passionate about. Okay, so the topic today was not going to be that. The topic today was going to be about busyness and how the enemy kind of intercedes or interlopes our lives with the Lord based on busyness. And sometimes he even does that by using the church to distract us from the teachings of Christ. And this time of year is so busy. It's so busy. It's like we look forward to summer because we'll finally have some time to rest, but there's not actual rest for a lot of people because they add new stuff to their plate. So the holidays aren't here anymore. And the rains of springtime are over and now it's sunny. And we plan barbecues and we either host a barbecue or we go to them or camping trips or family vacations or we join a softball league or we have church on Sunday and then small group on Wednesday and then softball on Thursday and then the Joneses picnic on Friday and then house cleaning on Saturday and then and we just pack all this stuff into our day and we work and we've got to put the kids in camp and we've got to all of these things we've got to do and we've got to go grocery shopping and we've got to work out and we've got to clean the house and we've got to. And it gets overwhelming. And then what do? We do everything mediocre. So nothing is done with excellence. Nothing is done to the best of our abilities because there's too many things to do. So we do it good enough. Just good enough. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about good enough. And sometimes good enough is good enough. And sometimes we need to put our back into it. Okay. Or put our elbow grease into it. I don't know. However that goes.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now is Helping People. And I want to remind you that I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number IMF69783, registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And if you would like to set an appointment, you are welcome to give me a call at 530-921-5122. Or you can go and check out all of the therapists at Chico Creek Counseling going on the website, chicocreekcounseling.com. But if you call, and even if it's for someone else, and you're calling because you heard the radio show, would you please tell them that you are calling or you found out about them because of this radio show? It would really just make my day. Okay. We were talking about busyness and how busy life can be and how we end up doing things with mediocrity instead of excellence. And I have both sides of the coin in my head. So some people are perfectionists and they just can't forgive themselves if they don't do everything perfectly. And you know what ends up happening to those folks? They end up having, one, they're stressed out all the time. And two, they actually end up living in like messiness, because if they don't have time to clean that room perfectly, top to bottom, then they're not going to get started. Whatever it is for you and what your priorities are, we work on itemizing that. And sometimes it'll be a laundry list of priorities. So then we break it down a little bit. What is the most important? Like, if nothing else gets done, like absolutely nothing else, you slept for 22 hours and there's only 2 hours left in the day. What is the one thing that you could do that day? What is the most priority? Okay, so that is your priority. That one there, you don't ever do good enough at that. You really give it your attention and you give it your focus and you honor that as one of the ways that you are giving to the Lord. So one of the things that I try to do with excellence is I try to be honorable and uplifting to people. So that's just how God created me. I've been that way my entire life. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit, I think, joy at least, is when I notice someone who is down and out or is being left out in the group or maybe teased a little bit or gossiped about, there is something inside me that just kind of stands up with some sort of righteous indignation about not about the people that are doing it to them, but about that this person is having this horrible experience. And I can't help it. I walk over, I include them, I chat with them, I tell them how great they look in that outfit or whatever it is that is on my heart. And you know, even when I'm feeling shy or I feel frumpy that day and so I don't want to walk over to people, I really try to have excellence in my self-talk and in being brave so that someone else isn't not getting that feeding from me that they could give, because it doesn't take anything from me to tell them what they need to hear or what I think they might need to hear. And in a positive and uplifting way, I don't do a whole lot of just going up to people and rebuking them. You person, you're this and that. I don't really do that. So what is it for you? What is your priority? So that instead of living your life stressed out or good enough is good enough, what are the one or two things that you can do with excellence that is priority to you? And so don't judge it. If it's something that you feel like, oh, other people would think that this is silly or other people would judge me about this, who cares what other people would think? They don't have to live with your heart. They don't have to live with you. So if one of the things for you is, I really like having my hair done every day, I want to make sure that I put excellence into doing my hair every day instead of rushing out the door haphazard, you know what? Do it. Have that be your excellence, because you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a domino effect. If that's your excellence, if that's what you need to do, what's going to happen? Maybe you'll be in a better mood. Maybe you'll have more confidence. Maybe you will be more outgoing. And then what's going to happen? You're more outgoing in a better mood and have more confidence. So you're more encouraging to other people. So you work a little bit harder at work. So you've got a pep in your step, and that brings cheer to the other people around you in the office or at the grocery store, because when you see someone who's happy and in a genuinely good mood, it helps you. And we know that through mirror neurons in the limbic system. It helps you be happy in a good mood. So if your priority is every day I want to make sure that I walk out the door with my hair done, other people might judge that as being vain or materialistic. That's okay. They don't have to live your life. You live your own life and you live your own truth. So I just wanted to feed that into you guys. So what is your priority? Sitting here listening to this show, thinking about it, I want you to come up with one or two of your own. One or two things that you can really focus on in the next couple of weeks that will speak to you. Not speak to your spouse, not speak to your kids, not speak to your boss or what you think the people at church would think is honorable. what actually speaks to you. And then I want you to start implementing that. Put it on a post-it note. Put it on a sticky in your car, on your bathroom mirror. Write it on your hand in Sharpie. I don't care. Whatever it works. Whatever works for you. Put it in your phone. Put an alarm on your phone so it buzzes at random times throughout the day, reminding you to do that thing with excellence until it becomes a habit. But just one or two things. You don't need to overhaul your whole self because you're pretty awesome the way you are. Okay, Jessica Wilkerson, over and out. Have a beautiful and blessed day.